City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Scott Duff.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
Listening to the Windy City Queercast, show number 629, coming around the bend in the final shows. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Scott Duff. And I didn't bring flowers. I needed to bring flowers.
But you brought a martini.
I did.
And a straw. And a LaCroix.
And a LaCroix.
Let's pop it open. Ready?
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's some pamplemousse love for the Tony Awards.
Pamplemousse
for the Tony Awards.
For the high holidays.
You know.
You're going to have to start having me on your show for the Tony Awards.
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
And the Oscars, yes. And all of those, right?
For all of the big game
holidays.
What
are we going to do? We're going to do, like, you know when Barbara Walters, like, retired, and then, like, every now and again she'd come back and be like, I just really wanted to do this special so I could interview Hillary Clinton.
And Hoquitwis.
And Hoquitwis. Hillary,
who do we,
win your quidwis.
When your quidwis wins the presidency, and I be first lady.
It's true, but she always, like, comes back, right? Like, she comes back. So
just like herpes.
We may have some occasion that, you know, just a show pops up. Who knows? You never know.
You know any time that you want to come on my show, you can.
Yes.
You know that.
Yes. That would be fun.
You know. So.
I'd have to wake up. But you'd make brunch.
I would make brunch.
Okay, so we celebrated the Tonys, as we do. Well, usually sometimes Mitchell's here.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually a family affair, but we had like a cauliflower quiche.
Yes, we cooked.
We had
cooked mostly plant based.
You
fries.
Cooked you
because
did.
Pride is coming. We all must look good. For if one's going to be on a float, one yes. must look cute.
Like you could float.
Like you could float. There we are. Yeah.
Well, it is the high holidays, the Tony Awards, and I have to say, you know, this Tony season, I have seen nothing. Although I know some of my Windy City Times Theater Series subscribers were all jetting off to see the Tony Awards. I know James Galvin, one of our Windy City Gay Idol contestants, he was going tonight to the Tony Awards. So I just think it's cool that now that you can kind of actually get a ticket if you plan and you try, and it's like a show. So it's like going to a show concert.
All
but
right.
I'm super psyched that I actually knew people in the audience. I know people in plays that won Tony Awards.
And I knew the artistic director of the Cleveland Playhouse that won the regional Tony Award, Laura Kepley.
Little Midwestern theater
yeah,
there.
Yeah, she is. She's awesome. I went to school with her at Northwestern. She dated my roommate. We did shows together in school. She's just a lovely human being. Smart, 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 smart. And her husband is George Brandt, who wrote Grounded, which is
yes.
the play that Anne Hathaway
yes.
is in and was getting great reviews. So
yeah.
It was very exciting.
And Elizabeth Laidlaw did it
at Northwestern.
North, and then Wendy Whiteside did it.
With American Blues.
There you go.
I know it. So, Laura Kepley, congratulations.
That's amazing.
Well earned, well deserved. Like, she's just been working her butt off for years, so.
It was the night of Alan Cumming and Kristen Chenoweth. One couldn't be queerer than the next.
They
We're a dynamic little duo.
I want to know how Kristen Chenoweth, for being a good Christian woman,
yes,
is the biggest.
I'm a good Christian woman.
You are a good Christian woman too. So am I. Uh-huh. But she's.
You're a good Christian woman.
Yes, she's a bigger
named
gay.
Dorothy.
She's a bigger gay man than I.
I know.
She was just hilarious.
She's
and
funny.
Delightful.
She's funny. The two of them together were really, really, really funny. I loved when lots of bisexual humor going
yes.
Alan Cummings' way.
Yeah. Yes. And it goes Alan Cummings'
and
way.
And then yes,
I would
then,
applaud him for not wearing makeup. Alan Cummings drive, he, you know, there are times where, like, I have had my fill with him. Like, I was done.
Oh, really?
Every time he
I
popped up onto, like, right around when he was first nominated for Cabaret, like, 87
yep.
years ago.
Yep.
He was like, oh, look at me. I'm dirty and I'm sexy and I'm in makeup. And then he did that Julie Taymor.
Titus.
Oh, Titus. Yeah, Titus.
Titus.
So, Timon of Athens. Yeah, Titus. Yes. And he's in that movie. He's like, and I'm sexy and I'm wearing makeup. I'm like, stop with the makeup and the sexy. Like, ugh.
He looked handsome with his
very
gray hair. I like him.
He looked fantastic. He was very funny, very charming.
Tipping his hat to Pharrell with his little, like, short suit.
His little shorts.
His little shorts and a suit.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like when Kate McKinnon on the Big Gay Sketch used to go, I want to have
a
vagina.
Vagina.
That's what she reminded mm-hmm. me of. But yeah, they tipped their hat right from the top, kind of getting their tea in the GLBT, which is on trend right now, the trans little thing where they're like, you know, having two hosts, you have something for the boys and something for the girls and something for those who, you know,
identify with neither one.
So a little tip to that. And, you know, they definitely played up, I thought, a lot of, I don't know, queer sexuality in a fun way.
Oh yeah. Well, they even made a joke about, like, don't insult the queens. It's our core audience.
That's right. You know, so. That's right. And topping it all off, of course, the queen, the dame,
okay,
the
did
Mirren.
Did she top it off? She topped it off only for you.
In my dream.
In your dream.
In
all of your dreams, she's topping
she's
it off.
She's my only dream fantasy.
She is taking a bottle of champagne and just popping it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So love Helen Mirren so much.
You are consistent, if nothing else.
I'm consistent, if nothing else.
I know,
who's
going to
talk
it.
About the Mirren when I don't have a podcast? I don't know.
I don't know. Well,
maybe I should just start a new podcast called
about
The Mirren.
Helen.
Just about Helen.
The Helen days.
Maybe I could just do all people, podcasts about people named Helen. I could have Helen Hunt on.
Helen Reddy.
I could do Helen Reddy. Helen of Troy.
Oh, well, you're ready for Helen.
Helen
we'll
Mirren.
Say that.
Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren.
And
Helen Mirren. And have Mirren with Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren. And the Mirren of the name
what
Helen.
What is happening here?
I don't know.
What
but
is
she looked stunning and she got the award the first thing of the night. And I thought, it can't get better than this.
And it did. Before we talk about the awards, can we just do
yes.
a quick little cut aside to
yes.
the commercial break that
oh,
had
yeah.
all of us weeping?
Okay, so we were watching on TiVo and... You know, we're fast-forwarding it because we're watching it a little bit on delay because we had to make our fabulous cauliflower quiche. And we're on a little bit of a delay, and Scott's going through it. And I'm like, wait, have you seen this commercial? And he's like, oh, wait, what commercial?
It was the Brady Bunch.
You're like,
Steve
oh, the Brady Bunch commercial. And I'm like, no, back up. And it's the Wells Fargo commercial. And I kind of don't want to spoil it for people. I kind of don't.
No, spoil the shit.
Okay,
I'm sorry. I'm swearing.
Okay.
No, here's the thing.
Okay.
Just suffice it to say that, like, I am laughing while weeping.
Okay, wait,
because
but
of the,
you didn't know. You thought
I
it was
have
just,
no idea.
You're like, what? And I was like, just rewind it. And so Jerry's sitting here too. We're watching it, and I'm like, just watch it. And it's a dark-headed woman sitting in a beautiful white kitchen of her house, and she's like, you can tell she's learning the letters of the
sign language,
learning ASL. And then there's another woman, and she's blonde, and she seems to be maybe in a classroom, or maybe she's a teacher. You kind of can't tell, and she's learning phrases. And then it goes back to the dark-headed woman in her home, and she's learning new phrases off the computer screen, and back to the blonde woman who's definitely in a classroom.
Yeah,
back and forth,
like,
back
and
forth.
All the phrases are like, how was your day at school?
Are you warm
enough?
Are
you warm? Are you cold?
Yeah. Hi. the word mom and things like that. And so then what happens is the two women are like walking.
Then they're in a car together like, we got this.
We got this. And then
Cut to.
They walk into a room with a nice woman sitting there with a cute little girl. And they like sign to her, you know, hi, it's nice to meet you. We're your new mommies.
What the fuck? What the fuck, Wells Fargo? Tears are coming down my face. I am laugh crying.
Yep.
Which is kind of like what happens when I work out too. Like when I'm in so much pain, I can do nothing else except laugh.
And cry
at the same time. It's laughter through tears. I am Dolly Parton. It's my favorite emotion. Wells Fargo.
Right.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
It's just like,
we're glad to have you as an ally.
Oh my gosh. I want to do all of my banking through Wells Fargo now. I want to learn sign language. I want to adopt a deaf child.
Yeah.
So good. Sorry, but
it was really good.
You can definitely find that stuff on YouTube. Yes. So go YouTube that.
Yes. Di will probably put it up on our site or
please,
something.
Please. Yeah,
Di. It's really, really good. Hey, we're going to take a break. Tell you what's going on in the LGBT news. Let Kirk do his thing with me a few more times here. And what's going on in the theater world here in Chicago. Some cool shows amping up. I'm going to go see Get On Your Feet. The Emilio Estevez and...
Gloria Estefan.
Emilio, I didn't even had a cocktail yet.
I didn't
even
think to drink.
Emilio Estefan and Gloria Estefan story. I'm so excited. But anyhow, I haven't seen it yet, so I can't talk about it except to say, get on your feet.
Now.
We'll be back.
Get up.
All on the Tony Awards on today's show.
Get on your feet.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Weekend News.
The Pentagon is preparing to immediately update its military equal opportunity policy to include sexual orientation as a protected class. The policy identifies classes of service members that should be protected from discrimination to allow them to rise to the highest level or responsibility possible.
The U.S. Department of Labor will induct the late gay activist Frank Kameny into its Hall of Honor, the organization's highest accolade. Fired from his job as an astronomer in the U.S. Army Map Service in 1957 because of his homosexuality, Kameny sued his way up to the Supreme Court, the first time a civil rights claim was brought to justice on the basis of sexual orientation.
The Republican presidential field has increased to 9 candidates. Former Senator Rick Santorum, the Republican from Pennsylvania, is among the newest candidates. Others include former New York Governor George Pataki and Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina. Santorum, in particular, is known for his history of anti-LGBT views.
Embattled gay hotelier Ian Reisner has hired GLAD Omar Sharif Jr., to help rehabilitate his reputation. Gay activists launched a boycott against Reisner's businesses, the Out NYC Hotel on West 42nd Street, as well as several clubs and restaurants on Fire Island, after he recently co-hosted a fundraiser for Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz in his New York City apartment. And it seems not only did Reisner host Cruz in his Manhattan apartment, but that he also made the maximum possible donation to his campaign, the amount of $2,700, despite saying there were no checks given. It was nothing like that.
In North Carolina, Governor Pat McCrory said he would veto Senate Bill 2, which would allow court officials to opt out of same-sex marriage duties based on sincerely held religious objections. McCrory said, I recognize that for many North Carolinians, including myself, opinions on same-sex marriage come from sincerely held religious beliefs that marriage is between a man and a woman. However, we are a nation and a state of laws.
In Colorado, a St. Vrain Valley Charter School's leadership was under fire from gay rights activists and others for blocking a class valedictorian from giving a graduation speech in which he planned to out himself as gay. Evan Young, an 18-year-old graduating senior at Longmont's Twin Peaks Charter Academy High School with a 4.5 GPA and a scholarship awaiting him at Rutgers University, also was not recognized as valedictorian at his high school's graduation. However, Young was given a second chance to present his speech at a private home.
In Illinois, House Bill 217, the Youth Mental Health Protection Act, passed the state Senate during the final days of the spring session. The bill protects youth from so-called conversion therapy, and the bill now goes to the governor.
In California, about 70 protesters blocked an intersection in front of the Central Justice Center in Santa Ana in order to call for an end to the detention and deportation of undocumented immigrants, particularly LGBTQ ones. After declaring an unlawful assembly, officers arrested five people who refused to move out of the street.
A new study from Northwestern Medicine and Vanderbilt University states that HIV has a voracious sweet tooth that turns out to be its Achilles heel. After the virus invades an activated immune cell, it craves sugar and nutrients from the cell to replicate and fuel its growth throughout the body. Scientists discovered the switch that turns on the immune cell's abundant sugar and nutrient pipeline. They then blocked the switch with an experimental compound, shutting down the pipeline and thereby starving HIV to death.
In world news, Kazakhstan has struck down a proposed law that would have banned gay propaganda similar to its Russian neighbors, thanks in part to athletes such as Martina Navratilova. The tennis legend and 26 other sporting heroes wrote the IOC that Kazakhstan should not be allowed to host the 2022 Winter Olympics if the country went ahead with the law. The law had passed with very little resistance in February.
Poland has rejected civil unions for same-sex couples for the fourth time. Fewer than a third of the members of parliament voted for the discussion. In January 2013, a draft bill for same-sex civil partnerships was thrown out by just 17 votes.
Ireland's historic vote in favor of same-sex marriage has reverberated across Italy as Prime Minister Matteo Renzi's lieutenants came out in force to call for fast-track passage of the stalled civil partnership law. The Telegraph reported, socially conservative Italy now is the only Western European country that does not recognize either same-sex marriage or civil unions. The fact that the Irish referendum garnered an unexpectedly strong 62% vote of approval in such a deeply Catholic country rallied backers of the Italian law, which has been languishing in Parliament for months.
Greenland has become the 21st nation in which legal marriage rights are now available to same-sex couples. The new law, which was agreed to unanimously in Greenland's parliament, will go into effect October 1st and will include adoption rights for same-sex couples.
Recently, more than 1,000 LGBT Cubans marched through the streets of Havana to protest against discrimination. President Raul Castro's daughter, Mariela Castro, organized the event. Also, although same-sex marriage remains illegal, dozens of couples took part in symbolic gay weddings presided over by religious leaders from Cuba and the United States. 2 years ago, Cuban law banned workplace discrimination based on sexual orientation.
For the first time in Turkey, an out gay candidate is running in the country's general election. Barış Sulu, age 37, is standing for the People's Democratic Party. Sulu said he hopes to use his position to promote LGBT rights if elected and has campaigned for gay rights in the country for almost two decades. His party is liberal, left-wing, and pro-Kurdish and currently holds 29 of 550 seats in the Turkish parliament.
In entertainment news, the Vanity Fair cover with the woman formerly known as Bruce Jenner has garnered worldwide attention with its caption, "Call Me Caitlin." The cover and spread of pictures of Jenner were shot by Annie Leibovitz with an interview by Buzz Bissinger. Speaking publicly for the first time since completing Jenner transition, Caitlin Jenner compares her emotional two-day photo shoot with Leibovitz to winning the gold medal for the decathlon at the 1976 Olympics.
Also, Caitlyn Jenner will receive this year's Arthur Ashe Award for Courage at the sports-focused ESPY Awards broadcast on July 15th on ABC. Past winners include Michael Sam, Robin Roberts, and Pat Summitt. The ESPY's event is being touted as Jenner's first major public appearance.
James Franco will share the screen with Robert Duvall and Josh Hartnett in the upcoming thriller Wild Horses. Franco will play Ben Briggs, the estranged gay son to Robert Duvall's Scott Briggs.
Many new TV shows this summer include queer programming of interest. They include ABC Family's transgender docuseries, Becoming Us, Billy Eichner's scripted series, Difficult People, Scream, MTV's adaptation of the movie franchise, Netflix thriller, Sense8, Todrick Hall MTV docuseries, Todrick, current Fox series, Wayward Pines, and Netflix's Wet Hot American Summer First Day of Camp.
Netflix has also renewed the comedy series Grace and Frankie with the second season debuting in 2016, starring Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin as two women whose lives are suddenly turned upside down when their husbands reveal they are gay and leave them for each other.
Actress Tatum O'Neal, once married to tennis icon John McEnroe, has revealed that she's dating women. O'Neal dated Michael Jackson in the 70s and has three adult children with McEnroe.
Chris Pine may play Gal Gadot's love interest in the forthcoming Wonder Woman film. Gadot's Wonder Woman will be introduced in next year's Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice. The Wonder Woman movie is slated to hit theaters in 2017.
And Focus Features has secured rights for Nocturnal Animals, Tom Ford's follow-up to his debut, A Single Man, in one of the biggest deals in Cannes film history at $20 million. Ford wrote the script, an adaptation of the 1993 Austin Wright book, Tony and Susan. The film will star Amy Adams and Jake Gyllenhaal.
And that's the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times.
Hi, you're listening to Lucy Lawless on Windy City Queercast with my favorite gal, Amy.
Culture Club, Culture Club, Culture Club. Theater,
music,
dance,
art,
performance,
provocative,
hilarious,
exciting,
edgy,
original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of June 8th, 2015, you are in Chicago's Culture Club. Hubbard Street Dance celebrates Chicago's world-renowned choreographer Alejandro Cerullo with a thrilling summer series. The program features audience favorites along with the world premiere of his newest creation. Hubbard Street's summer series runs June 11th through the 14th at the Harris Theater for Music and Dance in Millennium Park. Get the best seats now at hubbardstreetdance.com/summer. Tickets start at just $25 and are going fast.
Experience the Pulitzer Prize-winning play Doubt, a riveting story of suspicion, ambiguity, and religion, staged by Writers Theatre in the Glencoe Union Church. Explosive and riveting, a genuine stunner, says the Chicago Sun-Times. And the Tribune says Karen Janice Wodich gives one of the best performances of the year. Don't miss Doubt at Writers Theatre, just minutes from downtown Chicago on the Edensor Metra. For tickets, visit writerstheatre.org.
Lifeline Theater concludes its 32nd season of Big Stories, Up Close, with Soon I Will Be Invincible, a world premiere musical based on the 2007 superhero novel by Austin Grossman. Playing now through July 19th, more at lifelinetheater.com. Don't miss the exciting musical premiere, Soon I Will Be Invincible. And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Hi there, this is Deb Pierce reminding you it's okay. Go ahead. You're not alone. Post a comment.
You didn't notice her at first, but I saw her the moment she walked in. She was a delivery woman. She came in with a handcart full of packages. She was an old school butch.
Someone just came in the door like no one I ever saw before. I feel... I don't know where you came from. I wish I did. I feel so dumb. I feel your swagger and your bearing and the just right clothes you're wearing. Your short hair and your dungarees and your lace-up boots and your keys. Oh, your ring.
So we're back. Tony Awards, the 69th, also very queer.
Wow.
The 69th Tony Awards.
That's just
okay.
Sexy. It's not queer.
Okay.
It's, I mean,
it's like, my sexy, well, so it's therefore sexy, it's my sexy queer.
Well, but it sounds like, you know, you're like one of those right-wing people that, like, sodomy is the only thing that, like,
where did we get sodomy from 69?
Well, because you're saying, like, it's queer because 69, but, like, it's like saying, like, sodomy is only something that gay people do.
Okay.
It's not.
It's not, but 69, it's a queer number. Can it not be a queer number? I think number 44 is probably pretty queer,
okay, there
too.
We go.
Anyhow. I don't know why. I don't know. Anyhow, it's the 69th Tony Awards. And
stunning. And so many women won.
So many women. It was the year of the women and the year of the queer women.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, taking over the world, at least starting at the Tony Awards, taking over Broadway.
I mean, didn't they win, like, they won for design for...
Lighting design, lighting, both play and musical.
Costumes.
Set design, I think, for musical. Hold on one second. Nope. Yes.
It is a play.
Yes, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, which won...
Which looks really cool, too.
Which won tons of awards and is about a young boy who has autism. It came from the West End, and my friend Mercedes Herrero is in the cast. So
name drop.
Shout out.
Name drop.
She was in Laramie Project with Kelly Simpkins.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, the original cast and in the film, and has been living here in Chicago, but got this gig, moved to Chicago, got this gig, and went back to New York for this gig. So pretty, pretty cool.
That is freaking because awesome.
Because that show was one of the most nominated plays, along with Skylight, and won a ton of awards. The young boy who plays the lead actor, and the director.
A year to the date, just graduated from Juilliard.
From How Juilliard. Wonderful is that? Yes, he has nowhere to go but down.
Down. Sorry
about it. But, you know, it's a memory.
Exactly.
Memory, like the corners of my mind. But yeah, I mean, it was truly, I don't know how it's never a gay Tony's. It's almost always a very gay Tony. But this year,
it's the gayest thing in the world.
This year, it was on even on a deeper level, you know. And the obvious is the huge success of Fun Home, which we will talk about later because we're going to stay there for a while. But, you know, just also in areas like Tommy Tune winning the Lifetime Achievement Award, which is so super cool. And he's going to be coming to Chicago here late in the summer, which is amazing. And, you know, that he has won 10 Tony Awards. I mean, what a career.
Tommy Tune won 10?
He's won 10 Tony Awards. Yep.
Tommy Tune won 10 Tony Awards?
He did. And Tell the alliteration me. Is dynamic.
10 Tony Awards for Tommy Tune?
Tantalizing.
Tantalizing Tony was for Tommy Toon.
And one of them with Twiggy.
With Twiggy and his testicles.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Tommy Toon is a very long... He's a tall man, Tommy Toon.
Yes, he is.
I wonder what his testicles are like.
Long.
Wow. Tall. Especially now.
I don't know.
Because he's what, like 97?
He's 97 and 9 feet tall.
And 9 feet tall. So those testicles are like down to his knees.
It's totally true.
They keep stretching, kids. They just keep stretching. The penis does not age well.
Oh, no.
It's true.
Oh, no.
It's true.
I'm so glad I'm a lesbian.
I know, right?
Glad it's the year of the woman. it was the highest grossing season on Broadway. Of course, ticket prices have gotten higher.
Yeah, I will say, like...
And yet, there are a lot of really great shows on Broadway right now, and a lot of great revivals, and 36, they said, new productions, which is kind of unheard of, that are, you know, new, fresh shows in 1 year. So that's pretty impressive. We had everything from, like... High School Musical, Vanessa Hudgens, you know, Gigi.
Who's kind of killing it.
Who's doing a great thing to, like, classical, Leonard Bernstein, beautiful lusciousness and beautiful dancing in American in Paris to, you know, this kind of spoof on today's, through today's lens and kind of a classical setting, the Something's Rotten, which is kind of the little darling.
Again, kind of a Chicago connection because Brian D'Arcy James went to Northwestern.
Yes.
Along with his eyebrows.
Exactly. Christian Borle won the award for that too, and he's an openly gay performer and did Peter and the Starcatcher and played the gay guy on Smash, which many people may know. Deborah Messing's like best friend on Smash. Hey, my girlfriend watched Smash, and she's not even a theater person. She loves it. She missed it. She misses it.
That's cute.
Also, huge darling, Kelly O'Hara, finally winning after being nominated 6 times.
The Susan Lucci of the Tonys.
You know, she is really an extraordinary performer. I think that she is so classically old school Broadway in...
And yet has such a modern sensibility about
her.
This, like, she might have, like, the training and the chops of
exactly.
the old school, but there's a sensibility of new school. Can we do a quick little thing about King and I?
I was going to say Ken Watanabe.
Or Ken Watanabe. We can do a thing about Ken
He makes
Watanabe.
Me have ungay thoughts.
His wife or whoever was with...
His wife?
Or a lady, I don't know, that was
his lady friend.
His lady, whoever was to his right.
Holy frijoles.
Flawless.
She was.
Flawless.
She's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
But the king and I.
Yes.
That was one of those theatrical moments in my life that changed mm-hmm. how I view the world.
Mm-hmm.
Just through the small house of Uncle Thomas. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen The King and I, there is this like play within a play.
Yep, yep.
Where they do a
dumb show or like a puppet show or.
It's not really a puppet show. It's like it's a traditional like. Because where King
it's
and
not
I's
a
like,
puppet. Yeah, it's they're in Thailand.
Like, they're in Thailand, so it's like this Thai theater interpretation right. of Uncle Tom's Cabin,
right,
which has to do with slavery and
right.
it's the same issues in the play, and it's mirrored and it's done through this incredible choreography by Jerome
right.
Robbins.
Right.
It really is one of the most like
yep.
you under like if you want to know what the definition of theatrical is,
yes.
it's that moment.
Yes.
And to see how different you can bring to light the different ways you can tell a story.
Right.
That was the thing that just kind of like, it floored me. So I'm so happy that King and I holds a very special
place
in my
heart. It's
one
of my favorite musicals. And I hear this production is just gorgeous and it looked gorgeous. And they look like they just have an amazing ensemble. The featured actress, won
she
for
did,
as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ken Watanabe looked just gorgeous and like a king.
And just happy when Kelly O'Hara won.
He was so
won.
Happy.
There was
he looks
like
the
proud,
sweetest,
like,
sweetest man
yeah,
in the entire world.
Yeah, it was kind
world.
Of like, oh, you are my scene partner and like we are, we're a unit.
Yeah.
It's the king and
you have to fall
Kelly.
In love with those two.
Yeah.
And it has to be just almost an instant chemistry. And these two seem to really, really have it. So that's amazing. But I'm trying to think if there's anything else you want to talk about before we go to the big, obvious...
super gay thing?
Super... Oh, yeah. I mean, because then we can just talk about that for days. Which is Fun Home, Fun Home, Fun Home. Alison Bechdel. Now, the world may know Bechdel because of the Bechdel test. The Bechdel test now has become this... You've heard of the Bechdel
oh,
test,
yeah.
right? Okay.
No, I'm
so, I don't know when somebody, you know, really started pulling it from her comic strips... Dykes to watch out for, you know, was run for many, many years in Outlines and here in Chicago and in gay, LGBT, you know, gay publications for years. She wrote a book, Fun Home. It, you know, won all these awards and it's a graphic novel and it's the story of her growing up and her dad being closeted, being gay. And her dad killing himself, and her also discovering that she's gay. Not
you know,
really
that old story.
That old story
that
you know?
Tell in a graphic novel form,
right? That you tell
yeah.
in a, or a musical,
and then you
form.
Adapt it into a musical.
So yeah. they've been working on this for many, many, many years. Some of you all know Heather Schmucker is one of my best friends, and worked with About Face, and then worked at Northwestern with New Musical Development, and now is at Chicago Shakespeare. But she's been talking about this musical with me for years. It's Janine Tesori, who did Carolina Change. Lisa Crone, whose play Well was a huge, huge, huge hit.
And they made history because they were the first all-female duo.
Yep, team.
Team to win best
music
and lyrics. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, lots of firsts. But, I mean, what's extraordinary is it's actually just this autobiographical musical, right? Of this, you know, 40-something or maybe she's late 40s, maybe kind of Rachel Maddow type, you know, smart looking, dark, short haired, lesbian. I mean,
yeah.
you're sure everyday lesbian. And they've done this musical with like these three actresses who play her at different points in her life. And just Michael Severs playing the father who won an award.
Can we talk about that young child?
Yeah. Who plays her at like 10 or 12 or 10 or 11. Yeah.
She sang a song about watching this woman come into a diner
right.
and being fascinated by her key ring.
Yeah. Why way she walked, her short hair, her swagger,
her
lace up
and her keys and her specifically her key ring. Okay. And it was just something taking something that is so almost stereotypically lesbian of like,
yeah.
you know, you kind of think of, you know, the stereotypical dyke with their
right.
like the keys like Schneider
yeah.
on one night to
right.
one day at a time.
Yeah.
And it was this beautiful like sexual awakening moment in this child, this moment of realization, this anthem, this empowering
self-actualization,
moment.
Self-actualization, like,
it
I
was,
know who
and
you
this
are.
Kid.
She was so beautiful.
Stunning.
Yeah, and they
stunning.
Did like a close-up on her the whole, if you have not seen, if you did not watch the Tonys or you missed it.
YouTube it.
YouTube her
YouTube
performance.
It.
Unbelievable. So moving. And interesting that they chose that. It was so personal. It was so personal and so fundamental to the story that they chose, but they chose that moment to show, you know, to audiences.
Well, you know, and I'm happy that they did because
I am too.
So often, and we, so often the face of like the LGBT community tends to be
adults,
adult, white, male.
Yep.
And we, and for some reason, like the media gravitates towards that, and et cetera, et cetera. And I think it's really important, you know, to show like this young girl wearing clothes that we very much wore.
In the 70s,
I wore it from
right?
the 70s, like growing up.
Yeah.
Like you kind of identify her experience and let it be like from the female perspective.
Yeah.
Which is so important, and of course so very Alison Bechdel, you know, who of course has this whole rating system based on her comic strip.
Yeah, and the the rating system is like, you know, how many women are in the cast and do they speak to one another and do they not talk about a man?
Yeah.
Right? So it's just it's really powerful, and I hope it increases ticket sales like through the roof. It should. It's already doing very, very well.
People loved it, clearly. They were
Everybody
ecstatic.
Was over the moon. And, of course, all three actresses were nominated for the three young actresses. One of them does not play her. She plays somebody else, I think, in the show. Like, you know, plays like a friend or a young girl. But all three of them were nominated for Best Feature. They did not win. And then the one that plays her as an adult woman was nominated and didn't win either. But it kind of didn't matter because, like, I mean, the director won, the play won. It was kind of like, how do you award one of those four people, or three of those?
It seemed very much like they were, although, of course, the dad won.
Yeah, Michael Severus.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really the inspiration behind the whole book, I think, was her trying to come to terms with, like, her dad and his closetedness and her relationship with her dad. And, you know, and I think that's another thing that, like, lesbians, and, I mean, if you're listening and you're a lesbian, you know, it doesn't have to mean that everybody has this, but you know, I think for a lot of us, there's like this relationship with a father figure that's you know, powerful or possibly complicated. It sounds like hers was very complicated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's an extraordinary actor, and he you know, did the most political thing of the night, I guess, was just talking about the fact that, you know, talking about home and finding a sense of home, and basically, you know, was saying he hoped the Supreme Court got it right, like God gets their decision right. And we're all on bated breath with that. I hope they will announce this early, because I don't think we kind of have a little time before Pride to like get our ducks in a row. But
just come on.
Exactly.
Come
like
on.
We don't really need to wait that long to know what's going to happen, do we?
No.
I mean, I think we're ready.
No, yeah. I mean, if the Tony Awards can come in under time,
yes,
then I think the Supreme Court can come in under time.
No, because theater professionals are always...
We are always on time.
Yes, we hit our marks.
We do.
Supreme Court does not, neither the Oscars, neither do the Emmys, neither do movie people, theater people,
Supreme
I mean,
Court
television
just needs
people.
A lesbian, is what they need.
Well...
That's true. I'm telling you, you want to solve all the world's problems?
Yes.
Give a lesbian a clipboard and a megaphone.
That's
shit
right.
gets done.
I think you can give it to Hillary, too, and it'll get done,
and
too.
Her and Hillary's clitoris.
Hillary's clitoris. I do want to say, fantastic to see Cheetah Rivera. She she's just Cheetah Rivera.
She's Cheetah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I met her one time. I was in New York. I don't remember who I was in New York with, but I was in New York and I had just seen Kiss the Spider-Woman. So whatever year that was.
Yeah.
And maybe I was there with Miss Hall. I don't remember, but ooh. I was seeing Kiss the Spider-Woman, and I'd been in one of those like knickknack shops that are around where you can buy like songbooks. It's back in the day when I was buying Broadway musical songbooks and things like that and scripts. And, I had just been to, the Carnegie Deli or somewhere, and I'd gotten this big piece of carrot cake, and so it was in like a plastic pie container, you know, that you put a slice of cake. And I was leaving there, and as I was walking, I saw Cheetah Rivera like standing on the corner, and I crossed the street, and I was like, Miss, I don't know why I did, but back then I just did stuff like this, like without thinking.
Of course you did.
I don't think I would do it today.
You're a lying liar. Of course you would.
And I crossed the street and I was like, oh, Miss Rivera, I said I saw your performance last night. It was so amazing. And she was like, oh, thank you so much. She was walking to her car. There was nobody there. It was like me and Cheetah Rivera in an alley with nobody right near Schubert Alley. And I crossed the street and we were sitting there and she was like, oh, you saw it last night. I said, we did. We loved it so much. You were so fantastic. And I just had to come over and just tell you. And she was like, oh, thank you so much. And she goes, that looks delicious. And I said, it's carrot cake. And she goes, oh, it looks fantastic. And I said, would you like it? And she goes, are you serious? And I said, yes. I was like, would you like it?
Take my carrot cake.
And she took my carrot cake.
As she should.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Okay. From a strange Southern girl on the streets in Schubert Alley.
It was a different time. It was less complicated.
It was.
A friend of mine, Curtis Moore, another Northwestern person.
Yes. Y'all are all so famous.
We are all so famous. He is a composer and brilliant. And it was around the time that Kiss of the Spider Woman was going on. Uh-huh. He was walking through the theater district at night.
Yes.
And it was late and nobody was there. He was walking through there, all of a sudden the stage door to the theater opened up and there was Cheetah Rivera.
This is exactly my
story. And jokingly, she went, what? No fans? And like to nobody there.
Uh-huh.
And Curtis across the street was like, I love you, Cheetah. And she ran across the street and gave him a hug. And he's like, no, really? Like, I saw the show the other day, like you did.
Yes.
Like, and you were just fantastic. And it
this
was lovely.
This is almost the same story.
Yeah. So she walked and got into her car. And he went to go meet up with his friends. And he's like, oh my gosh, you guys, guess what? I just saw Cheetah Rivera. And they're like, whatever. Yeah. Well, as he's saying this, she pulls up, like, her car passes them. She rolls down the window and is like, hey!
Exactly.
So, I mean, yeah, and here she is. And it's Cheetah. And here she is. She's what? Again, she's...
I don't know. Timeless.
As old as time.
Timeless.
As young as the wind.
Yes.
Doing 8 shows a week.
It's crazy.
With a cane.
Yes.
And a really good extension.
Ben Vereen's playing Club 50 or whatever, the 54 place, the nightclub.
Where 54 they, Below.
Yeah, 54 Below. And Cheetah's on Broadway. I mean.
Do you know who else is going to be at
54
Below?
There's jobs for anybody young. Yes.
Do you know who's going to be?
No.
Elaine Dame.
Oh, Elaine Dame is.
Yeah.
Yes, I do know that.
I know you do.
Yes.
I know. It's so exciting.
It's very exciting.
It's great.
She's amazing. Hey, I just want to say thank you to you for all the times that you've come on the show because I don't pay well. So hopefully I've been charming. And everybody, listen to Scott Duff on Out Chicago on Sundays, 11 to 1. Have brunch with him.
WCBT, AM 820.
There you go. Or online. And thank you.
Thank you. Oh
and
my
I don't
gosh.
Know if you have any like thoughts or memories or just like, oh, I remember this show or this time or this.
I just remember every time that we got together to sit on your couch just to be stupid good friends.
Yes.
You know, and just jibber jabber.
I remember your buffalo sounds best. Was it buffalo?
It was a bison, yeah.
Bisons.
Right after we got back from
Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Yeah. Well, thank you for doing that.
Thank you for having me.
And,
congratulations.
Thank you.
You've been doing this for 47 years.
As long as Cheetah Rivera has been walking out of stage doors.
Yes.
Not quite, but a close second.
Close. Well,
exactly.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yay. And in the upcoming shows, you're going to hear from many of our other cast of colorful characters who have been joining me on the podcasts. And
can I do a hand fart?
Yes, please do. And that
is how I leave you.
And how he would like to be remembered.
Remember me, friend. If you have learned nothing, it is that farts happen from your hands.
Have a good week, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.